A top U.S. general says Washington and some of its allies want to maintain their military presence in Iraq even after the eventual defeat of Daesh. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend said the Iraqi army also expressed an interest in the U.S.-led coalition troops' stay in the country. U.S. President Donald Trump's son says his father was not aware of his encounter with Russians. Trump Jr. made the comment after he released an email thread showing his correspondence with a Russian lawyer. This can directly affect the probe into collusion between Trump's campaign and Moscow during the 2016 election. Russia criticizes the United States' anti-Iran sanctions, stressing that they violate the spirit of the nuclear deal. The Kremlin underlined that there was no alternative to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action reached between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries in 2015. The Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah accuses the U.S. and some Middle Eastern countries of creating and supporting the Daesh terror group. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said those countries also harbor terrorists in Iraq and later in Syria. This slammed some Arab media for fueling sectarianism. The four Arab countries boycotting Qatar say the sanctions on Doha will not be lifted until their demands are met. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates said anti-terror agreement between Qatar and the U.S. was insufficient for the lifting of sanctions. Amnesty International demands that Turkey release 10 human rights activists, including its local director, after Ankara extended their detention for another week. Amnesty also rejected as absurd the Turkish government's claim that the activists were under investigation for being members of an armed terrorist organization. The British Foreign Secretary accuses the EU of demanding extortionate sums of money from the UK as part of Brexit. Boris Johnson expressed cynicism over the possibility of an agreement regarding the issue. The EU wants Britain to pay 100 billion euros to the bloc before leaving. Brazilian President Michel Temer says he will accept the decision of the commission examining a corruption charge against him. Temer says his country needs quick answers, not doubts or fears. The commission will vote later this week and decide whether or not Temer will go on trial.